Chapter 19.
Elochar Sector. 0 days after Plan K10.
This is Prelate Verge of the Imperial Ruling Council. I come with an offer in the name of Emperor Palpatine, glorious ruler of our galaxy and our guide into this modern age.
The broadcast had started shortly after Brand boarded the Thunderstrike. It must have originated from the Star Destroyer, she thought, and been patched through Thunderstrike's address system by the infiltrators on the bridge. Prelate Verge. Brand had heard the name in passing, linked it with casual cruelty, but she couldn't recall the details and didn't have time to dredge her memory for more. He had the voice of a child.
All of you are traitors, in a sense. Our Emperor welcomed each of you into the New Order, and each of you instead chose to rebel.
The maintenance hatch led almost directly to the command deck, barring a short climb through a turbo lift shaft offline and half dismantled for repairs. Now Brand squatted before the blast door sealing off the bridge, pieces of the door panel scattered around her knees as she attempted to hotwire the controls. Even if she'd been able to cut through, she would have rejected the option. If there were hostages on the other side, she needed the element of surprise. She heard the sound of a blaster cannon muffled by steel barricades. The deck barely trembled. It might have been Gadarin, carving his way from the armory. Based on the vibrations, he wasn't anywhere close.
But one betrayal stings more than the others. I know you were joined by Governor Ivari Chalas on Hedoral Prime. I know she is with you still. I cannot promise to spare you, but you have no chance against my vessel. If you do not turn Governor Chalas over to me, I will make a public example of all of you. Your executions will be slow, witnessed by your families and your home worlds.
Brand couldn't laugh given the circumstances, but she smiled bitterly. Governor Chalas had been gone for weeks, and she was still going to be the death of Twilight Company. There was no time to wait for Gadarin. Part of Brand was glad. She finished stripping a wire with her knife and touched it to the suit control unit on her wrist. Something inside the panel popped. The blast door stuttered and slid open. Brand fired at the first of the infiltrators before she'd even taken stock of the situation. It made her feel clumsy, reckless. If she'd been able to scope out the bridge before entering, she could have executed her foes in moments, but it was necessary. The disruptor burned bright, turned a woman standing at the comm station to rags and dust as Brand rolled through the doorway. To one side, she heard the sound of flesh striking flesh. That was good. That would be the bridge crew, still alive and fighting back. Her disruptor vibrated in her hand, nearly throwing off her aim as she fired a shot toward a man seated in the captain's chair on the central platform. She swept her gaze across the bridge, made a quick count. 8 infiltrators, 5 Thunderstrike crew members still alive, already wrestling with their captors. Acceptable odds in tight quarters. Prelate Verge was speaking again. Brand tuned him out to focus on the broad-shouldered Imperial coming at her from the left. She stepped back, drew her knife, and wrapped an arm around him, holding the edge of her blade to his throat. With her other hand, she retargeted her disruptor at an infiltrator dashing for cover. Taking her own hostage wouldn't buy her more than a few moments, she knew, but that was all she really needed. She heard 5 blaster shots. Only 2 were aimed at her. She didn't have time to check on the crew. Her captive tried to escape and paid the price. The rest of the fight was swift and bloody. Brand sprinted from one target to the next, knowing she'd be shot down in an instant if she stayed at range and in the open. Her knife disabled 2 opponents. She didn't bother to check whether they lived, while the disruptor disintegrated another. When she caught her breath and wrinkled her nose to displace a drop of sweat, she saw the bridge crew had handled the remaining infiltrators. What was left of the bridge crew? 2 ensigns, neither of whom she knew. Commander Peonu was dead on the floor. She had no idea who was rightfully in charge of ship operations now. "Get to your stations," she snapped. The ensigns moved. She glanced at the tactical holodisplay, saw Ipilonus Promise moving to interpose itself between the Star Destroyer and Thunderstrike. The gunship couldn't possibly know what was going on, but it was preparing to sacrifice itself anyway. Stupid and faithful beyond reason, Brand thought. They're firing! One of the ensigns called. The holodisplay winked with 1,000 tiny flashes as the Star Destroyer unleashed its weapons. The flares from the Promise seemed dull and lifeless in comparison. The flotilla had scattered. The Thunderstrike hadn't completed its repairs, but it was brand new, spaceworthy. And Prelate Verge was right. Neither the Thunderstrike nor the Promise stood a chance against the Star Destroyer. The right call was obvious, even without Howl or Peonu. Brand hoped the captain would forgive her. Get ready to jump, she said.
We need to get shields online.
One of the ensigns, a yellow-skinned Mirialan with a face covered in black tattoos, called back. He was leaning over his control panel, not looking at Brand.
We jump and we take the hit, Brand said.
She hated playing leader. She hoped the boy obeyed. The Thunderstrike began to shake as the Star Destroyer's particle rain pelted its hull. Brand ignored the shuddering and entered a set of coordinates into the navicomputer, transmitted them to Apylana's Promise. She felt the deck shift as the vessel began moving. She hoped that whatever was happening at the Rebels' secret base, whatever Howl and Chalice were up to with Alliance High Command, was worth the dispersal of the flotilla and the hijacking of the Thunderstrike. She wondered if she'd live to find out.